Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have what's promising to be a short legislative session just barely underway, and the governor has submitted the first volley, if you will, on the bonding bill. Will it remain intact, do you think, or will there be a number of things that will be shed off of that?
Well, you know, the old saying, the governor gets about 90% of what the governor asks for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think as a roadmap for how the session goes, his proposal, his bonding ideas will be, you know, widely discussed. I think we'll see some sort of version of his bill, close to his bill, at the end of the day. A lot of the, I guess, themes or ideas, headlines will stay in the bill. It's just going to be the political discussion of what gets funded at what level. You know, for instance, if there's going to be some rural roads and bridges in the governor's bonding bill, I'm positive that will stay in the bill. Then the question will be, you know, at what levels. So that's really where you're going to see a lot of the discussion happening, a lot of balance of rural, metro, regional issues and infrastructure. You know, politically speaking, this is an election year, too, we're going to be going into, and that plays out. But from a bonding bill or from a, you know, public works bill, you're going to be looking at programs that really just keep the state moving.
There are some projects that are within the bonding bill, however, that are somewhat unique to specific regions as opposed to, you know, sort of statewide. And because of those, I mean, I know they can get politicized a little bit. I often wonder, you know, how do you, as a representative, how do you balance the bringing home the bacon with being after pork? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of tough, I would think.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to pass a law of any sort, let alone something that's harder to make the case for the broader good of the whole. So, you know, when you get really regional specific or district specific, it really is tough to get those things through. And, you know, I would hope that we as a state and we as a democracy are getting, I guess, beyond the what have you brought home for us lately
right.
mentality. You know, there's a whole different philosophy in regards to the good of the state, the good of the whole. But yeah, you'll see it. You know, like I said, it's an election year, and whether we like it or not, bonding bills do have some election year components to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see some areas or issues that are carved out that maybe it might even, you know, in all honesty, be directly tied to some vulnerable districts one way or another.
Sure.
And you'll probably, you know, from a very deep look into the bonding bill, be able to make your early election predictions in regards to where money, time, and effort are going to be spent, you know, for the House elections coming up here.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Well, Brad, I want to thank you for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you the next time.
Great, thanks.